Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
All right, so total meltdown and freak out over Trump's appointments. You know what these appointments tell me? And look how very different they are from who he chose last time.
Yeah.
Last time what happened was that the Senate, run by Mitch McConnell, who hates Donald Trump and tried to frame him in the Russia collusion hoax, gave Trump lists he could choose from of people he could appoint to head the FBI and the DOJ and stuff like that. Those people said a lot of really nice things at the confirmation hearings and then promptly went right inside the FBI and DOJ and started trying to put Trump in prison. Well, that'll wake you up real quick when the swamp does that to you. Tells you, oh, these guys are great. Don't worry, they got your back. No, they're great. And they're the only ones we'll approve anyway. So if you want to get your people through, you have to pick from our list. A lot of people don't know that. Trump did, yes, pick from a list, but it was pre-selected by the swamp. It turns out to make sure he went to prison. So this is the kind of relationship that Trump has had with the Senate. And that's when they're Republican. Think about that for a minute. So Trump has been burned. It nearly put him in prison. In fact, he'd be in prison today, Lee, if it weren't for a couple of freaky coincidences where he got lucky. It didn't have anything to do with the legal defense. He's innocent, but the people, you know, trying to persecute him and prosecute him ended up committing crimes, and that opened the door, like in the classified documents case, for the case to be tossed out. The FBI absolutely committed felony level crimes of, you know, with evidence tampering and then lying to the court about it in that case. And then admitting in writing they lied to the court. I mean, you can't get a cleaner felony than that in terms of perjury. And that gave the judge the basis to throw it out. Anyway, he got lucky that the people investigating him made massive errors. It happened in Georgia, too. Or they broke laws themselves, or appeared to. That's still being decided with Fani Willis. So all of that was going on, Lee, with Trump. And he learned, you know, these lists that came to me from the swamp of people I ought to endorse, and oh, they're really good, they're not so good. And this is a sign Trump gets it. And if you look at what he's doing, it's kind of really cool. Like, if this was Silence of the Lambs, I recently rewatched one of those. Oh, such good movies. If this was Silence of the Lambs, we'd be looking at the individual crimes and going, there's a pattern here, there's a pattern here, Starling. You know, like, what is it? And what is the pattern? Trump is appointing people who were victims of these agencies to head them. Like Tulsi Gabbard. What's director of national intelligence? The top intel cop in the country. Now think of the irony of that. This is a woman on the TSA's terror watch list who will now run and oversee the intelligence functions of the TSA. DNI is over the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the GSA, and any of the other intelligence functions. And when I say over, the purpose of the DNI office is to watch all of the intelligence and fuse it together. In other words, to overcome the blocks between the offices. It's the top intel cop in the country. So think about this. Being appointed while she's literally on the terror watch list, cannot get on a plane without dogs, an extensive search of her body. And I went through that recently at an airport because I guess I'm on a list now. I don't know. It was terrible. It left me in tears. It was absolutely awful. I felt violated. I can't imagine what she feels like when she flies. And she's got to be accompanied by dogs and air marshals, plural. She's a victim of that. Mm-hmm. She's a victim of the intel community. Well, now she's over the intel community. It's so cool. It's like a movie, like it would never happen in real life, but that's what he's doing. And then you go and take a look at Matt Gaetz. It's a lot of people, it's a lot of confusion this morning about Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz has been an absolute savage critic of the deep state. And that's put a target on his back. So the deep state announced, leaked the DOJ that, you know, he might be under investigation for drugs and sex trafficking. Ooh, that sounds dangerous. And maybe even with underage girls, maybe not. Yeah, that's bad. Yeah, he's under investigation. When they announced this, when he was running in a primary, what did the voters think? They laughed and elected him anyway.
Yeah.
And then you know what the DOJ did? They never produced charges or evidence and dropped the case. In other words, they framed him. What agency again is Trump appointed? Oh, the DOJ. Yeah. Ah. Probably the biggest victim currently in Congress of the DOJ, although he resigned yesterday.
Yeah, so which puts an end to the House investigation, Ethics investigation.
And he would not shut up, which is why, and I'm going to play some of the audio, you'll see why that they went after him. Because he has continued to harangue and harass the heads of these agencies for the very real crimes they have committed. And he's done it very effectively in a way that's made him go viral on the internet. So what happened? Well, when he began criticizing Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, for sneaking off and cutting a deal with the Biden White House to expand the federal government by 40%, stabbing Republicans in the back, Gaetz had it and he threw the gauntlet down, said, no, we're not doing it. We're getting rid of U.S. Speaker. We're not doing that. We're not passing Nancy Pelosi's budget over and over again. Not when you promised us we could have appropriations bills. Well, that put him at loggerheads with the deep state and with Kevin McCarthy, who then recycled those Justice Department slurs into an ethics investigation. Again, if the guy did it, Lee, if he sex trafficked women, I don't want him to be the head of the DOJ.
Right.
Show me the evidence. Charge him.
Yeah, make the charges.
Go charge him.
Yeah.
Go charge him. And not when he's in the middle of a Republican primary. And you're trying to get rid of him because you want to silence him. No, like, do it now. Show us the evidence. They can't. They won't. So this is what this is. So now we've got folks in the Senate going, oh, no, ethics investigation. He had lunch by two. By who? His mortal enemy, Kevin McCarthy, who he successfully dethroned.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Something, by the way, Matt Gaetz worked on for a while. It didn't happen suddenly. He had to build the votes for it. Kevin didn't like that. And he went and slapped the ethics investigation on him. Now, am I saying he's innocent? No, I'm saying they have not proved it. And they're slinging the mud today. So anyway, what is Gaetz, Lee? He's a victim of the agency, just like Tulsi is a victim of the deep state, of the particularly the intelligence wing of the deep state. And she will now run it. It's glorious. Which brings us to Pete Hegseth, who, no, isn't qualified to run the Pentagon. I mean, I'm going to give the left that point. I'm not going to be clowning myself arguing anything else. He has managed to run up to, 300 men at a time. But what's the point of that? Well, he has been a savage critic of forever wars, of undeclared wars, of the way we send these men into war unnecessarily, of our foreign engagements. He is not a fan of Ukraine. He's been a harsh critic of that. And he's done the work of running a nonprofit that takes care of the shattered bodies of men who have come back. He's being sent in there because he's never been at the top management level.
Yeah.
The idea is he is to represent and in a weird way sort of almost minister to these people that are on the ground, the ones, Lee, who will not join the military anymore.
Yeah. Well, with Democrats, would you prefer that someone from the military-industrial complex with connections to the military for decades be the one that is the civilian in charge of the Department of Defense? And how has that worked out for us over the past few decades?
See, that's a really weird thing about Matt Gaetz. Somebody was pointing this out online, exactly what you just said, Lee. This is the kind of guy that 10, 15 years ago, when the Democrats were the Dove Party, and not the party of war, they'd have been like, yeah, this is exactly the guy we want. The guy who doesn't want any more guys dying unnecessarily.
Right.
And ridiculously.
The common man on the front.
Exactly.
On the front line, the one who's actually facing the enemy, who's taking the enemy fire.
So if you look at it, Hegseth is also a victim of the agency he will now run, or he represents a class of people that are. And you know what, Lee? They're not joining anymore because of it. They get it. They get that it's a meat grinder. They get that the swamp gets tired of stuff and just capitulates and then starts paying the enemy. I mean, we've given more than $1 billion to the Taliban to keep them in power. They're still a terror group.
Yeah.
They get millions of dollars every week from the Biden administration. I know it's crazy. Those are people who did Abbeygate, the sent a suicide bomber. Yeah. They let them through.
Yeah. The killed 13 brave Americans. Yeah.
And so you look at that and you look at a Pentagon that does that, and particularly a Pentagon where that sniper begged to kill that suicide bomber. So they'd seen him training for days. Pentagon said no. So Trump's like, I don't want any of you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring in a guy who, at the height of the Iraq war, said, you know what I'm going to do when it's most dangerous? I'm going to join the infantry. That's what I'm going to do. That guy. That's who Trump wanted, i.e., and I use the term victim lightly because I can't think of another better word for it, but somebody who's been persecuted by, forgotten by, or otherwise abused by these agencies are all running them now. And so when you see that, that's the pattern for all of these. Tulsi, Matt Gaetz, because nobody knows like Matt Gaetz how we need to reform these agencies, specifically what we need to do it. So this to me, Lee, this says, and this has shocked them, that this is war. That's what this says. They didn't expect that because, listen, last time Donald Trump admittedly talked a really good game about while he was in office, about the deep state and going after them, but he didn't fire them. I mean, he didn't go after them. He didn't do anything. I think on the Hill, they thought, well, that was just campaign rhetoric. He's going to let us appoint all his people and then we'll all go back to, you know, the good work of trying to put Trump in prison again. His own appointees doing that. And Trish's Trump putting the brakes on going, no, nope. I'm going to find the most outsider of outsiders. I'm going to find those persecuted, forgotten by these agencies, abused by them, and they're going to run them now.
What's the old saying? Fool me once, fool me twice.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
It's really good. And I love Thomas Massie yesterday. I don't know if this is true, but Thomas Massie was asked, oh, no, Matt Gaetz sucks. What are we going to do? And he's like, recess appointment. Recess. It's Swamp's not picking who's running the military. Swamp's not picking who's running our intel agencies. That's what they're making clear. Because you guys can't be trusted.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.